From W4's Christmas Past for your Christmas present 1970. Harry Simeon Carell, do you hear what I hear? It's 6:58 on the Rich Brother Robin Show for the last 4 hours. This has been Don Schuster. I'll see you next time at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. That's Christmas Day. Until then, have a nice Christmas Eve and Merry Christmas to you. Because from the bottom of my heart, it's going to be a great night. Here's Lynn Anderson to close it out.
I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden. Pardon. I never promised you a rose garden along with the sunshine. There's gotta be a little rain sometime. I beg your pardon. I never
promised. WWW Detroit, bringing the gold rush to the Motor City.
W4 Stereo.
Good evening, Detroit. My name is Tom Clay. In the next 5 hours, you'll hear music that's worth its weight in gold. And all of it from 106 on the dial, W4. Some of the memories will be brought back by...
I just have to wait a minute. Okay. This is Tom Clay. Merry Christmas. From W4... Operation Motown is down to the last, right? We have taken care of every family that has requested it. Now we just have one slight problem. Do we have anybody out there that would like to make some deliveries on a Christmas Eve? Isn't that the night that the Santa Claus comes to town? We have about 30 to 40 bags of toys for families out there. Now, if you're a female, no. We don't want you out on the street tonight, okay? Also, if you're married and have children of your own, forget it. But are there a couple of guys out there in twos that would like to make some deliveries tonight? Maybe some single guys that don't have a family, they don't have children of their own, so it really wouldn't be too much of a hassle to come out on a Christmas Eve. If so, would you please come to the studio as early as possible? We have 35 families to fulfill, and then everything is taken care of. And it's funny how everything works. We'll get into that later on in the evening as to how, right down to the wire. We bought about $120 more worth of toys this afternoon because we got a new list from a parole board from prisoners whose wives and children, and we didn't think we'd be able to do it, but we got it in. We came down with 11 turkeys. I went out and bought 5 more turkeys and then 3 more, and we've fulfilled all of that. We have... taking care of every family. Now, we've got 35 to 40 packages to be delivered. So please come to our studio, 2930 East Jefferson. We don't need gifts, we don't need money, we don't need anything except some strong men who would like to make deliveries on a Christmas Eve. Now then, let's start it over again.
Good evening, Detroit. My name is Tom Clay. In the next 5 hours, you'll hear music that's worth its weight in gold. And all of it from 106 on the dial, W4.
After hearing the good songs, they bring back memories.
Some of the memories will be brought back by...
Christmas. Let your heart be light.
Happy New Year.
I guess you get the point, don't you? We wish you a Merry Christmas. It was done by the Jackson 5. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a bulletin for you. There's a bulletin from the W4 radio newsroom. Santa Claus and his reindeer, along with Rudolph, have been sighted over Buffalo, New York, heading toward the Cleveland area. That means if things go the way they are, and if he doesn't have too strong of a tailwind,
He should make it into Detroit by about 9 o'clock. So for all the little children out there, Santa Claus has been seen over Buffalo, New York, and he's heading toward Cleveland, Ohio. Should arrive in Detroit approximately 9 to 9:30 this evening.
I don't know what segregation is.
What is bigotry?
I don't know what bigotry is.
What does hatred mean?
I don't know what it is.
What is prejudice?
I think it's when somebody's sick.
That's beautiful.
It sure is. What is prejudice? I think it's when somebody is sick. This is Tom Clay. There are a lot of sick people in this world. But there are also an awful lot of people out in this world who would like to cure that sickness. Thank you for making Operation Motown... No, let's not say for making Operation Motown a success. Thank you for making over 3,500 children happier tomorrow morning.
Nixon also said opposition to the war in this country is the greatest single weapon working against the U.S. That's the 7 o'clock edition of the news. Good night.
That's got to tell you something, huh? Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry, Merry Christmas.
In a speech before the Convention of the Veterans of Foreign Wars in New York, Nixon also said opposition to the war in this country is the greatest single weapon working against the U.S. That's the 7 o'clock edition of the news. Good night.
This is news from American Contemporary Radio, Dime Scott Shurian in Los Angeles. A draft board fire in San Jose. Details on that story in just 60 seconds.
Scandinavian crews. It's usually blonde, always exciting. There's a cigar that's got Scandinavian cool, Eric Menthol. The brave fingertip cigar and the bold size of Scandinavian descent. Eric Menthol. The coolest idea from Scandinavia since the blonde. Try a pack of Eric Menthol. Scandinavian cool.
If you're a young boy, escape. Escape from the jarring sounds of the city. Join the Boy Scouts. Spend weekends and camping time sleeping under an open sky, cooking over an open fire, learning the things that made a man when this country was being opened up. America's manpower begins with boy power, and nothing builds that like the Scouts. Anyone second that?
In San Jose, California, the FBI is questioning John Simpson Jr. about a fire this morning at the draft office in San Jose. An FBI spokesman in San Francisco tells us...
Simpson was arrested at the scene of the fire by a special agent of the FBI, and he will be charged with a violation of Title 18, U.S. Code, Section 1361, pertaining to the destruction of government property.
And the FBI says that Simpson claims to be a member of a monastic community of the Episcopal Church. In Indonesia, 14 people are dead, 12 are missing in a boat collision. A service ship for offshore oil wells sank after hitting another boat. Two of the dead are Americans. One American is among the missing. In the Soviet Union, a court in Leningrad has sentenced two people to death and nine other defendants to jail for allegedly planning to hijack an airliner. 10 of the accused are Jews. In New York, Rabbi Israel Klavan talked about the sentences.
This is unbelievable in this poor question of the 20th century. We can only assume that the purpose of this is to throw fright into the large number of Jews in Russia who have recently requested exit permits.
And Rabbi Klavan says the Russians also want to frighten those who would express ideas contrary to the Soviet line. Here in the West, the Los Angeles Times says a group of liberal Senate Democrats are trying to block the confirmation of John Connally as Secretary of the Treasury. The Times says the senators are investigating the financial dealings and holdings of Connally. The American Civil Liberties Union is going to sue the Army over charges of spying on civilians. Newsmen asked R.A. Nyer of the ACLU what he thought could be done to stop Army spying. Nyer says,
I think they can be required to destroy this material or have it impounded, but I don't believe that there are any criminal laws which they have directly violated.
Nyer is the executive director of the American Civil Liberties Union. The U.S. command in South Vietnam says that 23 Americans were killed in combat last week. ABC correspondent Steve Bell in Saigon says that is the lowest weekly figure in more than 5 years. President Nixon has sent a Christmas message to Americans. The president says prospects for a generation of peace are brightening. And President Nixon calls on all Americans to put aside what divides them and unite around concern for one another, along with love and pride. And there's this word this evening for the children of America. Air Force Captain Bill Campbell in Colorado Springs tells us,
a few moments ago, NORAD advised its air defense regions to be on alert for a special visitor. However, there is no cause for alarm. Intelligence sources indicate the visitor is believed to be friendly and would approach our border from a northerly direction. The big question on everybody's mind at NORAD concerns the exact mission of the unknown craft. But the situation at present is to wait and see. We'll have updated reports throughout the evening as information becomes available. This is Captain Bill Campbell reporting from the NORAD Combat Operations Center in Cheyenne Mountain, Colorado Springs.
And that's the report from Colorado Springs that's making contemporary news. Now, these stories from the Contemporary News Desk. In Chicago, professional star watchers say Jupiter, Mars, and Venus will be grouped tomorrow morning as they were grouped 1,970 years ago. Some people think it was such a grouping that led the three wise men to Bethlehem. The White House is denying reports that the Nixons will announce the engagement of their daughter Tricia during the Christmas season. Rumors persist, though, that Tricia Nixon is going to marry Edward Finch Cox, a law student from Long Island. Vice President and Mrs. Spiro Agnew have announced the engagement of their daughter, Susan. That's the latest news. I'm Scott Shurian in Los Angeles for American Contemporary Radio.
Detroit presents another hour of great oldies but goodies.
He took 100 pounds to play, and then he said, hey, listen, I'm gonna fix this world today, because I know what's missing. Yes, he did, with just 100 pounds to play. People, let me tell you what he did with just 100 pounds of play.
Whoa. Really unbelievable. We've ran out completely of toys, see? And we have in that room, I'd say about 15, maybe 16 little toys for boys, see? And nothing left for girls and all that, because it's the very last minute, right? Three people called up earlier this evening and said that they had a family of three children, and I said, well, come on over. I don't know if we can, but try it, okay? Come on over. They just came over, and we got enough toys for... They had two boys, little boys, and we had the toys for that, and they had one girl. And I'm looking and looking and looking for a toy for a girl. And all of a sudden, out of a clear blue sky, man, here's this great big cuddly toy. Perfect for her. So they went away happy. Okay. It works in strange ways, doesn't it, babe? Merry Christmas.
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside.
How wonderful life is, huh, when you're in this world. That was your song. It was done by Elton John. a lady just called me up, and I think it's so funny, man. She says, hey, how come every time you play Silent Night, you have a newscast going on in the background? She said, you've been doing that now for 3 or 4 nights. And I said, hey, lady, don't be so mean. It wasn't me. It's the record. The record is called 7 O'Clock News and Silent Night, and it's done by Simon and Garfunkel. I had nothing to do with it, you know, so don't go picking on me. It's Christmas Eve. Time for jollies and ho-ho-hos and hmm-hmm-hmms. Sly and the Family Stone's greatest hits album, on sale now for only $2.97. Sly's album, only $2.97, at Harmony House Records. At Harmony House Records on John R. between I-75 and 9 Mile Road. Sly's album, $2.97. Sly's tape, $4.47 at Harmony House. Ladies and gentlemen, here's a bulletin from the W4 radio newsroom. Santa Claus, his sleigh, and his reindeer, with Rudolph and his red nose shining brightly, has been seen over Erie, Pennsylvania. That's in between Cleveland and Buffalo, New York. They say he is headed toward Buffalo, New York, and at the rate he's going now, he should arrive in Detroit. He should be here in Detroit at least by 9, between 9 and 9:30. So for all you little boys and girls out there, Santa Claus has been seen. He is up there, and he's delivering the toys. He should make it to Detroit by 9:30, okay? The preceding was a bulletin from the W4 radio newsroom. To tell you a few of the stories, that have happened since Operation Motown. We cashed the check for $500 today, and it's gone. We gave Mike Darren, I don't know how he made out, I guess he'll call us and tell us, about $100 to go out and give it out to children on the street. And we gave away about $143 on the street. And we were traveling on the expressway to try to get over to some of the down areas. And just where the, what is this expressway that goes up this way? The John Lodge, right. And the one that goes across is the Edsel, right? We were coming to the exchange between the Edsel and the John Lodge, and I was going on the John Lodge, trying to get up around, 12th Street area and so forth. And there was a real old, crummy car, man, just really beat up. And it must have been going about 10 miles an hour, see? And everybody is tooting their horns and, looking at them, hey, get it off the road, you know. So finally the guy edged it up onto the side of the thing. So I thought, well, maybe I can help him. So I pulled up to the side of the curb where on the, thing where you get off. And I went back to him. I said, hey, something, can I help you with it? He says, I think I'm out of gas. And I said, well, come on, hop in my car. We'll go get gas. So we got some gas for the guy and came back to his car. And he started reaching in his pocket. And see, I had no intentions of giving any money to him. He started reaching in his pocket to pay me back for the gas. I had to put a $5 deposit down and so forth. And he's looking like this, and he goes, geez, I know it. Well, maybe my wife has got it. And I knew then, man, that he didn't have any money. So I took out a brand new $50 bill, and I handed it to him. I said, hey, here, Merry Christmas. And he just didn't believe it, man. He says, oh, no. He says, I don't believe it. I can't. I don't believe it, you know. And I got in my car and took off. And a gentleman tonight came up to the studio. We gave him all that was left. He wasn't working and so forth, and he was having it pretty rough. So I didn't plan on giving him money because I was going to save. We had about 25, I guess, somewhere around 25 left. I thought I'd save it for tonight in case of any emergency, somebody calling in. And I looked at the guy, and I knew he could use it, and I said, here, man. And he goes, he said, nothing like this has ever happened to me before in my life, and I'll never forget it as long as I live. I said, don't worry about it. Just Merry Christmas. Now go on home and give your kids a good Christmas. It's been a phenomenal thing. And I wonder if I should be completely honest and tell you the bad things, too. Yeah, it's no good to just tell you the good things. I'll tell you the bad things, too. Later. Okay, right now we still need people to come down here and help us deliver. We still have about 20 more families to deliver to tonight. So please, if you're in the vicinity, please stop by. Make sure that there are at least two of you. No single girls, you know, no girls all by themselves. And no guys by themselves. Let's have two of you, huh? Because it's Christmas Eve and a lot of people out there are smashed out of their minds, right? Merry Christmas.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad.
That's all he's going to say. We've had a request to play a song for all the girls at the Woodward. Wind, isn't it, huh? Yeah, you might say a lot of hot air. No, we wouldn't say that, because that would be kind of sarcastic. And it's Christmas Eve, and we're just feeling, just so beautiful. Did you have your Christmas party? Are you driving on your way home? Well, if you're a little under the weather, don't drive. Get a motel room. what I meant was, you know, like to come get off the street and to get into a room and sleep it off, right? Sure I did. Mr. Johnny Rivers. Into the Mystic.
We were born before the wind.
I think it was Sam the Man Taylor who was wailing on the saxophone in that particular song. It was done by Johnny Rivers. It was called Into the Mystic. We've got about 5 minutes to go before 8 o'clock.
Bringing the gold rush to the Motor City.
W4 Stereo.
fact, we've had 100 and several requests. You probably think I'm hitting it, don't you, huh? Somebody came up tonight and asked me if I wanted a little something, and I said, no, man, I don't do that stuff. And he said, yes. I said, no, I don't. Well, you know what I'm talking about? Merry Christmas. I'm high just on the Christmas spirit. Of course, the minute I walk out that door and feel that cold blast of air hitting me in my delicate little face, I'm going to look up at the sky, and very searchingly, like, I'm going to look up into the heavens, and I'm going to say, hey, man, what am I doing in Detroit when I could be in California, you know?
Greeting cards have all been sent. The Christmas rush is through. But I still have one wish to make. A special one for you. I wish I were with you.
I should be talking about some of the things that are happening about Operation Motown, huh? But, you know. Well, no, I guess I should share it with you because all of you people just work so hard. You know, so hard. Yeah. That it just was beautiful. All of you people that drove down here the night that I sat out in front of the car and it was cold and the wind was whipping. The nights that you drove all the way down here with your wives and families and did the things that you did. It's phenomenal. I've been in radio 16 years, 17 years. And in all the time I've been in radio, and I've seen many, many stunts pulled by radio stations and publicity gimmicks and all kinds of junk, you know. I've never seen anything turn out as fantastic as this. I'm just giving you approximate figures now. You and I, supplied over 540 families. We supplied over 3,400 children with toys. We gave away over $1,500. And I guess out of all of it, that was the strangest thing for me, handing out money. There was a part of it I liked, I enjoyed doing, but there was another part of me that didn't like what I was doing. It was too condescending or something, I don't know. A little girl just called us up and thanked us for all the gifts. Some of the people who made some deliveries tonight just told us that one woman just hugged them and cried and cried and cried. And the woman who said that she had 10 children, and I said, you're not kidding me, are you? And said, I wouldn't be begging if I didn't have 10 children. She's got a turkey, she's got everything, man, everything. A woman out there who got $50 and clothes. Another person called us and asked us for a furnace. And we didn't have a furnace to give. So what did we send them? It was just a man and a woman. We sent them a big comforter and a big blanket. And I'll tell you about the comforter, if you don't mind. I bought the comforter for my girlfriend because she doesn't have a comforter in her house. And it gets kind of chilly in her house because she's been giving me the cold shoulder lately. See, it's awfully cold, man, when they don't, you know, respond. Well, when we got that letter about the furnace, I thought, gee, what am I going to send them? And I saw that gift that I had sitting here. I thought, well, yeah, I'll give it to them, you know. That's why my girlfriend's mad at me tonight, man. She wanted that comfort. No, I'm kidding. She didn't. We've told you some of the good things, right? We would be phony if we didn't tell you some of the bad. Some of the people who wrote in requesting help didn't need it. They were using you and me. One guy called me back and said, hey, are you sure I got the right address? And I said, why? He said, they got a better house than I've ever had in my life, man. So, I mean, sure, you got a couple of them that try to pull something over on you and I. But they didn't. They pulled it over on themselves, right? Another one of the bad things was a young man delivered into a certain area last night and was held up by gunpoint. And then they hit him over the head with a gun. And he got about 12 or 15 stitches over his eye. And those are some of the bad things. But balance them all out, right? And the real important thing is that 3,500 children tomorrow morning are going to have a toy that Santa Claus brought them. That's all that's important. I don't give a damn about politics or adults and whether or not we've done anything, if we've, you know, we haven't changed the world for one second, man. We haven't even changed one grain of sand. What we did do was make some children happy, and that was the important thing. So Merry Christmas. And there's an expression that I don't really dig using because it's kind of phony, but in this case it really fits. Right on, baby. Right on. And I see a sign. We have our sign out in front of our studio here, www. And as you look over it, you'll see a great big billboard sign for another radio station. And it says, da-da-da-da-da is all together. And I'd like to climb up on that sign and say, yeah, all together for themselves. Or there's another radio station that says, we're right on, baby. Yeah, they're right on. But what radio stations in the city of Detroit are doing things for other people besides making their millions of dollars? W4 may not be the biggest station in the world, and it may not be the best. But I tell you something, man, they did something this year that I've never seen a station do before in my life. That's enough of the talk.
Foreign wars in New York, Nixon also said opposition to the war in this country is the greatest single weapon working against the U.S. That's the 7 o'clock edition of the news. Good night.
A lady, every time I play that song, says, hey, you got a newscast feeding through on another line. That's got to tell you something, doesn't it, huh? Mr. Glenn Campbell, if you please. You're taking too long to get in, Clive. Let's move. Let's move. Come on. We'll make you look bad.
I'll be home for Christmas.
Mr. Johnny Mathis now, okay?
Chris. Holy night, the stars are brightly shining. Oh, holy night.
Informed by one gentleman of, we've had quite a few telephone calls now saying Merry Christmas and all. A young guy just called and said, hey, it isn't true that not all the stations haven't done anything. He said that WCHB had a Christmas drive and that he worked in it and that they really did a lot of great things. So, okay, we take it back. There are a couple of stations out there that every once in a while do something. And if WCHB did, then right on for you too, baby. It's 25 minutes. It's 25 minutes after 11. Why, it can't possibly be that late. I'm too young to be out this late at night. I should be home in bed right now.
This is news from American Contemporary Radio. I'm John Bohannon in New York. Christmas in Bethlehem. Details on that story in 60 seconds.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love sent to me a partridge in a pear tree. On the second day...
This is Howard Cosell for the American Contemporary Radio Network and the 22,000 new card dealer members of NADA with a warning. That last bird is vicious and armed with tons of moving steel. Although he can be found nearly any time of the year, holiday party time is when you're most likely to run into him or he into you. The social drinker driver is an easy bird to spot in his car or out of it. He's the bird who has several drinks and then tops them off with black coffee before he drives home. Unfortunately, coffee can't sober you up. Nothing can. The average person can consume one drink in an hour's time without affecting his driving, but no more than that. That's why the American Contemporary Radio Network and the new car dealers of NADA say, stay on the lookout for the drinker driver this season. And make sure he isn't you.
It's early Christmas morning in many parts of the world, and ABC correspondent Bill Brannigan reports from Bethlehem.
A 14-pointed silver star marks the spot where Christ was born in an enclosure, barely 4 feet high and about 6 feet across. A few paces from that, a slightly larger enclosure, where, legend has it, the wise men worshipped the infant. Inside the tiny grotto of the Nativity, silence almost complete. None of the clamor of the crowds or the sound of carols penetrating into the tiny stable. This is Bill Brannigan, ABC News in Bethlehem.
Some members of the Texas Girls Choir wrapped up their visit to the Holy Land with some Christmas carols tonight in Bethlehem. Thousands of people crowded into Manger Square, but again this year, Israeli guards with rifles stood guard on the alert for Arab terrorists. The only people allowed past the police lines and into Bethlehem were the ones who were able to get special permits. A Russian court in Leningrad handed out sentences today in the case of those nine people charged with attempted airline hijacking, the death penalty for two prison terms of 4 years to 15 years. The other defendants... And most of them are Jews. Here in New York this afternoon, members of the Jewish Defense League demonstrated in front of the Russian mission to the UN. The demonstrators warned that no Russian in New York would be safe. Jerry Goodman of the American Jewish Conference tells us,
I think that until the actual sentences are carried out, especially in the case of those to be executed by the firing squad, that it is incumbent upon all people in this country and throughout the world, Jews and Christians, especially in the spirit of Christmas and redemption of Hanukkah, that they express themselves, that they make their voices known.
And Goodman says maybe the demonstrations will help save the lives of those two Jews sentenced to death in Leningrad. Red China released David Johnston from jail after keeping him in prison for more than 2 years on spy charges. Johnston is a Briton. His wife flew in from London to meet him tonight in Hong Kong. John Stamp of Dayton, Ohio, is serving a life sentence at Soledad State Prison in California. And Stamp says he and a few other convicts in prisons throughout America are ready to offer themselves to the North Vietnamese in exchange for an equal number of American prisoners of war. Stamp says it's just a gesture of peace on Earth at Christmas time. A GI in Vietnam, Spec 4 Michael Smith, sent a Christmas card back to America, but the card was addressed to anyone in the U.S. The card arrived at the post office in Fargo, North Dakota. No one knows why it got to that particular post office, but at least it got delivered. Again this year, the North American Air Defense Command, NORAD, is keeping track of unusual aircraft that flew out of the North Pole a few hours ago. From NORAD's headquarters in Colorado Springs, Colorado, this word from Captain Bill Campbell.
Late reports from our computer room here at the Combat Operations Center indicate Santa is being seen in many places at once. And if he hasn't paid a visit to your home yet, don't fear. Santa is on his way and on schedule.
And Captain Campbell says NORAD will provide escort again this year throughout the night for Santa and his sleigh. That's the report from Colorado Springs that's making contemporary news. Now this story from the Contemporary News Desk. Many good news stories happen around Christmas time, and perhaps the best one this season comes from Inkster, Michigan, a suburb of Detroit. Little Robert Miller is 7, and he's spending another Christmas confined to a wheelchair because of a terminal muscular disease. Bobby wanted this Christmas to be special and started counting his cards, hoping to reach 150. People all over America heard about it and took the time to share Christmas with little Bobby Miller. He now has about 500,000 cards so far. That's the latest news. I'm John Bohannon in New York. Merry Christmas from American Contemporary Radio.
WWW Detroit presents another hour of great oldies but goodies. W4 Stereo.
To tell you this because, you know, it's only fair to you. You want to know about these things. The Operation Motown was, of course, a phenomenal success. I can't give you the exact, you know, figures. I've got them out of my desk. But we gave away over 300 turkeys. Now, this is just an idea. We gave away over about $5,000 worth of food. You know, that's a lot of food. Our whole downstairs was completely filled with bags of groceries. We gave away about $4,000 worth of new clothing. I'm not talking about the used stuff, just the new things. New coats, new jackets, new pants, new baby clothes. We gave away about $10,000 worth of toys. Easily, because we measured it by the gentleman who bought us $1,000 worth of toys. We put all of the toys he bought for $1,000 on one big table. And in that room, where we had that big table, we had the entire room up to the ceiling piled high with gifts wrapped. So we assume lightly that it was about $10,000 worth. We gave out over $1,500 in cash. The whole thing came to about $26,000-$27,000. And I think a lot of people have been calling me up tonight and saying, "Hey, wow, man, just want to tell you that we really think you're great and we think you're a wonderful person and God bless you and this and that." And that's strange because I don't think, and I'm not playing a game either, baby, I don't think I did anything. Sure, there are some people who are good orators. Orators, or whatever they call them, you know, the guys that talk. I just have a certain knack of being able to get inside people and get them to give. So big deal. And so I've been working, like, say, for 5 days wrapping gifts. Look what you did, you know. You gave it, not me. So I was instrumental, but that doesn't make me a great guy, you know. The things that make me a great guy, most of you miss. Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas. What's it going to be like next year? I bet you're going to think about this, aren't you? You're going to say, "Hey, remember last year when we got all those toys and everything, this and that, this and that, this and that?" Here, we better get a record up real quick, like, huh? Merry Christmas. We're a little disappointed that there's no snow out there. But, of course, I don't talk to him as much as you do out there, so He just wasn't listening when I said, "Hey, look, fella. I want to see this ground just completely blanketed white. And I'm not going to take no for an answer." I come on kind of strong with him, you know. Merry Christmas, darling. Merry Christmas.
Greeting cards have all been sent. The Christmas rush is through. But I still have one wish to make. A special one for you. Merry Christmas, darling. I wish I were with you.
More minutes, and it would be Christmas Day 1970. If you had one wish granted for Christmas 1970, what would you wish for? Now stop and think of that. Would you wish for a big home, lots of money, a couple of million dollars, huh? Would you wish for love? Would you wish for peace? We have a big sign out here on our studio. It's like a movie marquee theater thing, you know. And it's our advertisement for the station, which is justifiable. And it's WWW in big, beautiful colors. And then it says, Chuck, comma, Rich, comma, Mike, Tom, Gary, Don, wish you Merry Christmas. Now, that's an awful lot of stuff on one big sign, isn't it? I think it would have been much better just to put in huge letters, peace on earth? Question mark.
Silent night, holy night.
Sing Christmas carols, but I don't think I dig anybody singing them like I do Johnny Mathis. He has something going for him, doesn't he? Well, we've only got 9 more minutes. I feel like it was New Year's Eve or something. I didn't see Santa Claus tonight. Maybe when I get out there, maybe. Is it a clear night or is it kind of cloudy? Because I didn't see his sleigh up there, man, and I've been looking out this window all night long for that little red light, because you know I got a fixation on red lights, right? I got a question for you. What is segregation?
I don't know what segregation is.
What is bigotry?
I don't know what bigotry is.
What does hatred mean?
I don't know what that is.
What is prejudice?
I think it's when somebody's sick.
The first Noel, the angel did say,
been trying now for 5 hours to think of an apropos way of signing off our Christmas show for 1970. I guess the only thing I could say would be, with love and peace. And, oh, one more thing before I go.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay.
Make the Yuletide gay.
From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years we all will be together, if the fates allow. Hang a shining star on the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now.